Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast / broadcast number 729. As always, it is so good to be with you today, to encourage you to pray, particularly in times like these. Today, as I have down through the years, I would like to begin by sharing with you a poem titled, This I Pray, by Timothy John Barrett. Holy Spirit, speak through me, so all lost souls can plainly see, not my will, but God's I seek. Your words are strong, where mine are weak. Holy Spirit, make me wise, feed me knowledge. My heart, it cries, to understand what I don't know. Please make me wise so I may grow. Holy Spirit, this I pray, fill me up this very day, to have the power with you be strong, to make things right where they are wrong. Holy Spirit, let me shine with Jesus Christ, this life of mine that other souls will soon find out what serving God is all about. Ladies and gentlemen, the simple purpose of this podcast and broadcast is to challenge you, to encourage you, to exhort you, yes, to motivate you, to simply just pray, having faith in God with the power of His Holy Spirit and His Holy Word. This radio broadcast and podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray. If I can get you to simply just pray to God in faith, believing in the power of the Holy Spirit, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God by faith believing. Beloved, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Proverbs 15, verse 8, which reads, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Amen to that. Allow me to share with you, beloved, some important points regarding this verse from Matthew Henry's commentary. God so hates wicked people, or the wickedness of people, whose hearts are malicious and their lives mischievous, that even their sacrifices are an abomination to him. God has such a love for upright people that though they are not at the expense of a sacrifice, he himself has provided that. Their prayer is a delight to him. Praying graces are his own gift and the work of his own spirit in them, with which he is well pleased. He not only answers their prayers, but delights in their addresses to him and in doing them good. Beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote for today is from Bill Thrasher. He said, as we seek to obey the Spirit's guidance in prayer, let me tell you what will often happen. Nothing. But sometimes nothing means that the Spirit of God desires to slow us down and lead us into silence. Our society is addicted to noise, and for that reason we are often insensitive to the still small voice of the Spirit of God. Amen and amen on that. Beloved, my personal encouragement for you today is this. No matter how long it takes to pray, no matter how difficult it is to pray, praying to God is the most important thing you can do in your day and in your life. It should be the number one priority above everything else you have to do. Beloved, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled Prayer, Essential to God, Part 1, from the book The Weapon of Prayer by Dr. E.M. Bounds. If you enjoy this podcast and you appreciate what we're doing here, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, The Necessity of Prayer and The Weapon of Prayer by Dr. E.M. Bounds. The Lord used, of course, the Word of God. The Holy Spirit taught me to pray. But God used the writings of E.M. Bounds as well to teach me the power and the purpose and the peace of prayer when I was a young Christian. And I assure you that his writings will be a blessing to your life as well. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Is that correct, technician? All of that is set up. Good. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, it must never be forgotten that Almighty God rules this world. He is not an absentee God, as some suggest. His hand is ever on the throttle of human affairs. He is everywhere present in the concerns of time. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. He rules the world just as he rules the church by prayer. This lesson needs to be emphasized, iterated, and reiterated in the ears of men of modern times and brought to bear with cumulative force on the consciences of this generation, whose eyes have no vision for the eternal things, whose ears are deaf toward God. Nothing is more important to God than prayer in dealing with mankind, but it is likewise all important to man to pray. Failure to pray is failure along the whole line of life. It is failure of duty. It is failure of service. It is failure of spiritual progress. God must help man by prayer. Prayer is the expression of faith in God. He who does not pray, therefore, robs himself of God's help and places God where he cannot help man. Man must pray to God if love for God is to exist. Faith and hope and patience and all the strong, pardon me, faith and hope and patience and all the strong, beautiful, vital forces of piety are withered and dead in a prayerless life. My God, help us to pray. The life of the individual believer, his personal salvation and personal Christian graces, have their being bloom and fruitage in prayer. All this and much more can be said as to the necessity of prayer, to the being and culture of piety in the individual. Prayer has a larger sphere, a more obligated duty, a loftier inspiration. Prayer concerns God, whose purposes and plans are conditioned on prayer. His will and his glory are bound up in praying. The days of God's splendor and renown have always been the great days of prayer. God's great movements in this world have been conditioned on, continued, and fashioned by prayer. God has put himself in these great movements just as men have prayed. Present, prevailing, conspicuous, and mastering prayer has always brought God to be present. And I don't want my live audience to say amen, but because this is a recording, but somebody ought to say amen. The real and obvious test of a genuine work of God is the prevalence of the Spirit of prayer. God's mightiest forces surcharge and impregnate a movement when prayer's mightiest forces are there. Amen, somebody. Now, as you know, so many thousands of you know, we don't just talk about prayer, we pray. So, friend, it is time for us to pray together. Please remember the announcer, who is my oldest daughter, who helped me start the Prayer Motivator Institution years ago. Danny White will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast/broadcast. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we pray collectively, we pray individually for over 3 billion people to come to know you as Savior. Upon me, we pray for the revival of the church. We pray for the healing of Christian families. We pray for the salvation of families that are not saved. We pray for the healing and an awakening in this country. We pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors and church leaders and missionaries across this country and around the globe. We pray for salvation, leadership, and wisdom, blessings for the president and for all governmental officials who run this country and all other countries as well. And Holy Father God, we pray for three people who have sent in prayer requests to us here. We pray for Arlene. Please bless her with a great place to stay. Bless her with good health and save her soul. We pray for Raju. Please bless him with the job you want him to have. We pray for Marie. Please deliver her and the people in her care from the problems they are facing. Please show them kindness and be a wall of protection around about them. And Holy Father God, we pray now for the following people who have trusted you as Savior in their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm these in the faith and help them to grow in the faith and become the Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Joseph in Ethiopia, Rick in Chicago, Al in India. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision, and we pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Ronelle in New York, Valaine in London, Nancy in Virginia. Lord, help these to grow in the faith. We commit these souls into your hands, and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for them. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you are listening today live around the world, and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty. There is a punishment, a very serious punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers," people who practice witchcraft, "and all and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, what I just reported to you is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, perish in hell, "but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. He is the Lamb of God, the sacrificial Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world for you and me. And all you have to do is believe in him so that you can live eternally. Pray and ask him to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9 and 13 says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you want to be saved today, pray and ask God to save you. Follow me in prayer, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I am a sinful person and that I deserve to go to hell for my sins. Please have mercy and grace upon me, a sinner, and please forgive me of all of my sins as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, who was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Until next time, my beloved, remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at PrayerMD.com or PrayerMotivatorDevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.